At Roush Honda, we're closed on Sundays. Sure, we might miss out on a few sales, but some things in life are more important than selling cars. So Sunday, relax. Then come see us on Monday, and you'll see why.
The best way to see Honda is Roush Honda.
Matt Mayer from the Buckeye Institute joins me for a couple of moments. Matt, the Occupy the Oval apparently missing the point of the cost of education. Explain.
Well, I think they're missing the point. They're blaming Wall Street and, I guess, the top 1% for the cost of higher ed, and that's not who's driving it. What's driving the cost of higher ed is ever-increasing salaries and growth of the administration, and what you end up having is, there's a great report on the University of Texas that focused on this, is you've got enormous numbers of professors who aren't bringing in research dollars to the university, who aren't producing any kind of novel ideas. They do a lot of navel-gazing in the ivory tower on issues relating to, you know, the French Revolution in Haiti and the impact on sugar trade, but nobody cares about that. And they're not teaching many kids in the classroom. So we've got a huge problem with a kind of growth of the high-paid professors who don't teach much, don't bring much money into the university system. And so what we would consider in the private sector, we call that dead weight, and that's what's driving the cost higher and higher.
So whose job is it to call the herd?
Well, I think it should be President Gee's job to really ratchet down on that. And, you know, Bob, we spent about 4 or 5 months trying to analyze data that we got from Ohio State on teaching loads, salaries. And I have to tell you, the data is in such poor shape, and it is so hard to try to funnel through that. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours and weeks spent trying to figure it out. And we got to a point where we just said, you know what, this data is so impossible to figure out. We can't possibly even do a report on this. And so, you know, we're going to obviously talk to the legislature and say, look, you guys need to try to drive more transparency and accountability into the public in 4-year to your higher education system in Ohio, because if we can't figure it out, and that's what we do for a living, you know, there's no way anybody can figure out why we have so many professors, why their teaching loads aren't as high as they should be. I mean, we've got professors spending, you know, 6 hours or fewer a week teaching kids, and they're not bringing in research dollars. What are they doing the rest of that time, other than requiring high tuition so these poor kids graduate with debt and can't get a job to service it?
Well, I guess you have to get into get a major where, I've had discussions with my kids about their degree fields, and some are not in a standalone degree area where you have to complement your bachelor's with a master's.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I double majored in psychology and philosophy, which meant I was totally unemployable out of graduating. But I had planned on going to law school, so I went to law school and then became a lawyer, which I realized was worse than being unemployed. And so the rest is history there.
Well, to get back to this report, Matt, perhaps the report was intended to be complex so that you could not wade your way through it and see where the problems are.
Well, and we've had that before. You know, we've had conversations with some folks in government that say, you know, I said, why is it structured this way? And it's like, well, so people like you can't figure it out, or you have to spend a whole lot of time and money to figure out how to make, you know, rhyme or reason out of it. And I kid you not, I mean, those words have been said to me. And I just sit back and say, my God, you're on taxpayer dollars. You're supposed to be being efficient and effective and accountable, and you're totally not. And so those are one of the things. You know, we've got a report coming up on government consolidation looking at Marion County here in about a week or so. And okay. You know, one of the things we did is, you know, there are times we tried again for months to get a hold of data and just couldn't get it. I mean, just flat out couldn't get it. And that is not the way especially during a fiscal crisis when governments are bleeding cash and they want us to give them more money. If we can't figure out what they've done with the money we've already given them, that's a problem.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of some issues, you have Ohio by numbers from September. Talk about what you found, the private sector jobs and job gains and losses.
Yeah, this was a bad month for Ohio. We lost jobs and lost ground to the rest of the country. Our best case recovery fell back a month to now December 2016, which is a long time from now. We lost a spot in our private sector growth ranking over the last 21 years. We're now 47th best out of the 50 states plus D.C. And then, you know, one of the other troubling signs is, you know, we if you remember, we mark from January of 1990, January of 2000, January of 2010. And in one of the industry sectors, leisure and hospitality, that was a green sector, meaning it had more jobs today than both in 2000 and in 1990, fell back to yellow, meaning there are now fewer jobs in leisure and hospitality in Ohio than there were on January 1st, 2000. And so we only now have two green sectors, meaning more jobs today. And that's just professional and business services and education and health services, that's largely driven by government funding. And we still have five sectors that are red, meaning there are fewer jobs today in Ohio in those industry sectors than there was on January 1st of 1990. So this is a bad report. And then, you know, one of the little things we look at is the federal unemployment fund debt of the 50 states. And we compare states where workers have the freedom to choose whether or not to join a union to states where they're forced to join a union. And the number for those forced unionization states went up even higher, increased by $1.4 billion dollars in the last month, which means those states are obviously still bleeding jobs and having more people go onto the rolls and are needing to spend more money on unemployment comp. And it's about a 4-to-1 ratio. There's about a $7.7 billion debt for worker freedom states, and it's $31.3 billion for forced unionization states. So, and Ohio's one of those. So, you know, we continue to have real problems here in our economy, and it doesn't look like it's going to turn around anytime soon.
Is there anything you have had in conversations with Governor Kasich having to do with his outlook?
No, we don't have many conversations with the governor and his folks, just because we try to keep our nonpartisan, neutral party status, and so
okay.
You know, we do our best to kind of, whether a Democrat or Republican, to call it as we see it, and so in some cases that's criticism, in some cases that's applause, but you know, I think the governor's trying. You know, we're not real sure some of those ideas are the right ones, but you know, he's only 9 months in, has got to give some time to see if his policies are going to work before we can jump too quickly on the criticism bandwagon.
Yeah, well, either the plans work or they don't work, and it isn't anything you can do about it. If the facts are there, then that's what you report.
Yeah, and you know, part of this is out of his hands, and any governor's hands. I mean, when we're dealing with a national, recession, potentially a global recession. When you've got China looking like it's going to have a housing bubble burst, when you've got Europe continuing to dither and not able to figure out what to do with the euro and bailing out those countries. It's we have a problem globally that no governor, no matter what they try to do, can control too much. But what we try to look at is, well, what policies are we putting in place to make sure when there is a recovery, Ohio is on the front of that recovery rather than a laggard, which we've been for the last two decades, again, mostly under Republican governors, but we've been on the laggard. We were the 37th best performing jobs economy in the 1990s. We were the 49th best in the last decade, and so we've got to make sure Ohio is on the forefront. Right now, over the last essentially 18 months, Ohio is the 18th best performing economy, but we slipped two spots last month. For we were 16th, now we're 18th, and so what we don't want to see is that slide further into the 20s and 30s as the decade wears on.
What do you and your colleagues see occurring with the crisis in Greece?
I think they're going to have to pull out of the euro. There's no way you're going to deal with their debt as long as they're tied into the euro. And I think you're going to see that potentially happen in Portugal, Italy, and Spain. You know, France is having a huge economic recession indicators point up now, which is going to make it even harder for them to cut a deal tomorrow, is when they're supposed to get together. So my sense is you're going to see further unraveling in Europe, which at some point, and right now our stock market has somewhat been disconnected from that in the last couple of weeks. I think that's going to come back, and we'll see another probably significant decline in our stock market here. And you know, the indicators for the holidays look like, you know, doesn't look like we're going to have huge consumer spending. So we've got some real structural problems that we're going to fix in this country, and I don't think the president has the right ideas. That's clear. He's had three years now, and it ain't working. So we've got to try something new.
Were you surprised to see the story yesterday having to do with the Pope calling for a global dollar?
I scratched my head. You know, I like the Pope. I just didn't realize he was an economist, and had his fingers on the tips of the global economy. And I think the last thing we need in this country is yet another international organization that we're in hock to in some form or fashion. We've already got too many, and what we need is to do is, instead of creating another entity like that, is frankly get get the national debt issues handled across the globe, stop delaying the inevitable, let's hit bottom, and let's start the recovery and get our supply chains and global businesses moving forward so that we can get the prosperity returning to not just America, but to the global environment.
I saw that story, and the phrase that went right to my tongue was, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the church, though, as you know, has for a long time gotten involved in politics, so to speak, and hopefully the Pope will get back out of that and stick to things that are above us, not the rest of the stuff.
The more he gets outside of religion, the membership dwindles.
Yep, and I think they're having a tough enough time in the religion box, so let's need to focus on that.
Okay.
and keep everything else. But, Bob, congrats, by the way, on your retirement. You're going to be deeply missed here in the Columbus area. You've done great things for us, and we just really appreciate all the years you've served this state.
It's easy to do that when somebody earns it. You've earned it. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute.